It's been an 18-year journey for the historic St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Picton to be transformed and rebranded. Saturday was the official launch party of The Andrew, a space for every story. With renovations now complete, the once dark traditional sanctuary is now a bright, welcoming space, emitting a sense of calmness the second one walks in. When Reverend Lynn Donovan arrived in 2007, she envisioned a space to be welcoming and to be shared with the entire community, a fully accessible place to host arts and cultural events, music and celebrations, a place that not-for-profit groups could meet and alternative spiritual practices could enjoy. Saturday was an icy day in Picton, but the launch party went ahead anyway, and the people came to celebrate the new era of The Andrew. The party featured activities for kids, food, refreshments, and entertainment for all to enjoy. I spoke with Lynn about the journey. Lynn, you've been here quite some time, and I think you've had this vision for quite some time as well. What would you like to talk about?
It's true that I arrived here 18 years ago, and I came with a mandate. I came with a mandate for getting creative about how we could take the essential values from the Judaic Christian tradition and kind of create a renaissance or a rebirth of this tradition so that it might better serve the community in this time and place. We were getting ready to reimagine the sanctuary in the fall of 2019. We've met with Doreen Balabanov, who is an architect and designer, and we actually had a workshop with her the first week of March, about 10 days before the world ended, and we shared with her this cosmic vision that we had for this sacred space. So, for example, before this third renovation, we had no natural light in the building. The ceiling was dark. It was just dark. And what we said as a circle of friends were a couple of things. One, we wanted to still be connected to the natural world when we came into this space. So we wanted to be connected to the sanctuary of earth and sky. We wanted light. And the second thing we said was, we actually don't come here to hide from the world. We come here to be empowered and encouraged to be deeply connected and to live with purpose and vision in the world. And I will mention her today because what she ended up giving us in terms of the final transformation of the sanctuary was more than we could have imagined. She gave us the most exquisite space. And the real intention was to kind of minimize the traditional religious flavor of the space and make it a more inclusive space, a space that felt safe, and that kind of enabled community to meet under a much broader tent. So this last year, I would say, I'm not sure which project was the most challenging, but recognizing last January that we needed a rebrand, though we'd been discussing it for some time, pulling together the team that made it possible, coming up with the name The Andrew, meeting with the branding professional, having somebody in-house who designed the logos, and The Andrew really is, I think, represents a collaboration between the circle of friends that is the very diverse community of faith that still calls The Andrew home, and more partners in the wider community than I could even name. And I think it really does speak to the fruition of the last 18 years, where we have been building community partnerships and seeking to be with people and to glean the wisdom of other people. I know that colonial Christianity always kind of thought that it needed to be in charge and it had the truth. And you know, that's just not the path we're on right now, nor have we been for some time. So it is a, like I say, the rebrand for the congregation, formerly known as St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, is a circle of friends, and a rebrand of the building is The Andrew. And yet, I think at the end of the day, the values of The Andrew are community, inclusivity, courage, joy, and, oh my goodness, how did I forget the fourth one, really are aligned with the brand, with the values of the Circle of Friends, which in 2007 we said we're going to be curiosity, creativity, and courage, all for the sake of contributing to the well-being of the wider community, which is kind of at the heart of our spiritual tradition. You know, those three little words, love your neighbor.
Would you say that other churches are going through similar challenges?
Of course, every church at present time probably is struggling in some way or another. That season, known as Christendom, is in decline, and COVID actually made it even more challenging. Yet every congregation needs to determine what their own unique path is in this time and place.
To move forward.
Yeah, and you know, within the Presbyterian Church in this region, in 2022, we closed three churches, one in Belleville, one in Trenton, and one in Kingston. And that's the trend across the country. And, you know, some numbers would say that by 2030, 50% of all churches will be closed. And I guess the next point would be, and many, many more will be rarely used, underused, and really just serving a very small community.
Congratulations, Lynn. I see great things for this space.
Well, thank you. And, you know, like I say, it's taken a whole team and really a whole vision to help realize this vision. And again, you know, I also say that we have got to create either the parable or the antidote to some of the larger geopolitical challenges that we're living in the midst of, and therefore we make these choices daily. And I guess my favorite quote is by Margaret Wheatley, a sociologist and historian, who said, whatever the problem, community is the answer. And we just want to be part of the answer right now.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.